We have a gentleman on the line, a good friend of ours.
Yes.
Good friend of ours. Legendary Sacramento King on to talk basketball and other things.
Yeah.
It's the one, the only Doug Christie. Doug, it's us. How are you, sir?
What's happening, guys and lady? How goes it this morning?
Fantastic. We're great, Doug. How are you?
Overflowing with knowledge, Doug.
Well, who gave you some damn knowledge? What the heck?
I just, Dave mainlines it to me about 5:30 in the morning. I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, we had a hard time this morning.
Why?
Well, Doug, I'll let Dave take this.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Thanks a lot, Katie. Just, hey, look at the bus that's rolling over Dave right now. All right, we want to talk basketball with Doug. We want to talk about the Kings and everything going on. That's where we're going to spend the bulk of our interview. Doug, you and I had a private conversation last night in which we spoke about your lovely wife Jackie, and she is doing publicity interviews for the upcoming season of Basketball Wives. I believe it's season 6. I was perusing Deadspin last night as we were prepping out the show, looking for different stories, and there was a story on Deadspin, and it was referring to something Jackie said in an interview involving you, and before we get into this, Doug, because I love you, I just want to be clear about this. I looked up last night the FCC regulations because when we're
I know bring up something and then put regulations on you. What the hell?
There's one word that you can't use when referring to
those parts. We can't say basketballs. Okay,
without the basket
right
in front.
What we can say, Doug, and what is acceptable, and you do what you want here. We can say boys, the jewels, grapes, cojones, stones, beanbags.
Beanbags,
walnuts,
that's my favorite.
Junk. Any of those.
Just not the other one.
But the story, and I'll let you take it away, Doug, was Jackie was saying that in order to confirm or deny things, that occasionally she and would recommend that some women, in fact, weigh those certain parts to check whether the gas tank is full or empty, Doug. And that thus concludes the most uncomfortable question I've ever asked in my entire career.
It wasn't really a question, but
it
take
was
it
more
away, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Doug. Yeah.
Well, first of all, to have Dave stutter on the air is absolutely epic. I just want to say that first and foremost. That is out of control. So are you trying to say that happened to me, Dave? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're asking?
Let's be real clear. Dave, and I'm referring to myself in the third person.
Yes.
Dave is
yes.
not saying anything. What Dave is relaying to Mr. Douglas Christie is that I saw an interview with your lovely wife in which she was saying that she will do a, let's just call it a heat check.
Okay.
I'm just relaying.
Sure, she will. My wife, I came up with a new nickname, and it's Cinco or Five, because my wife tends to exaggerate. So whatever she says, just divide it by five, friend. That's what we need to do. Okay, so, Katie, you're in the fray here. You know that, right?
I'm in it, yes.
You are in the fray.
Yeah.
So this is the question that I'll ask you. Katie, whose nuts are these?
Those are yours.
Those are D's.
D's, yes. Those are, no, I don't want to, no. God, Doug, I can't do this. We work together. This is awkward.
You stepped in, my friend, and when you step in the fray, anything can happen.
Yes.
You are in the
yes,
fray.
Yes, I am beanbags
well.
Deep, yes.
Yes, no question. You know, my wife likes to have fun. Love her. That's her show. She does her thing. But you know, I guess, Katie, there has to be a difference between checking and fondling, because I do not get checked. I definitely enjoy a lovely fondle.
Oh, wow, Doug. I don't know why you're directing this at me. Please talk to Nate and Dave.
No, keep directing it at Katie. In fact, Nate and I should just...
Exactly. Is she red yet?
Oh, man.
She's covering her face with a napkin right now, literally,
yeah,
Doug. She is bright red.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that now, if you're fondling and you decide to check, well, then that's your damn prerogative.
Okay.
But I don't go for that.
So all just right. to be perfectly, because here's the visual I had.
No, like
I've been into Safeway
we're doing
before.
Visuals now.
And, yeah. Well, no, I've gone. We've all shopped in the produce section at Safeway,
yeah.
And we've all seen the scales.
You weigh your apples and oranges,
yeah.
In. Yeah.
So there's not one of those in your bathroom or anything, right?
Freaking crazy, man.
Well, I mean, no, that's
no.
That's what I was going to ask, though.
Here,
like, I mean, Doug, there's a future revenue stream here, right? I mean, listen, this is the Jackie Christie method. You've got a video series, maybe a paperback book. I mean, she's got scales, methods, all kinds of ways to make money off of that.
Well, she can do whatever in the hell she wants. She just better not be trying to test my testes. God damn it.
Now, Doug, I know that you homeschool, right?
Yes,
and the first thing I thought of when I heard this is that this cannot possibly be scientifically accurate. So I just want to make sure that when homeschooling your children, that you're the one doing the science lessons, right?
You are a piece of work. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think this is scientifically accurate, this theory or method.
State of Texas homeschool
curriculum.
Come on,
are you joking me? That's some hogwash is what it is. I mean,
is that a wives' tale?
I have no idea. A wives' tale, a nuts' tale, or some type of tale. But I just don't know how far we could go here. So, I'm borderline jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, we're right there. Yeah. We're at the line.
Okay. We're teetering?
Yeah.
I like it. I can teeter. But, empty or full, I personally don't think that you can tell the difference. Now, if they are cold, that is
a different
totally
story.
Different.
Yeah.
She meant.
Here we go, Katie. You're in the fray. So
yeah.
You know you've seen cold nuts before. Then. Is that what you think?
I am familiar with what cold weather and water can potentially do.
It's cold. It was cold.
Oh, it's cold. So, hey, I just want to know that you guys. Please cut this up and splice this up and use this for Katie for going forward. This is some wonderful stuff.
I'm always looking out for me, Dougie Fresh.
Appreciate you guys.
To put a big exclamation point on the end of this, and then we'll move on to basketballs.
That was very nice.
Thank you. We've talked many, many times, Doug, and I think 100% of our conversations have always been about basketball and everything else. But there was a time in your life where I think a lot of the interviews you did were about your marriage and some of the unique things perhaps that happened. And we, I think, in Sacramento, we're so familiar with you and Jackie, and you guys are part of that Sacramento family that it's not unique or strange or whatever word you want to use anymore. Here's the thing, and here's what I know, and correct me if I'm wrong. You guys could wear Chiquita banana hats and do the tango every night at midnight while pouring Kool-Aid on yourselves. You guys are happy. You, I believe, still renew your marriage vows every single year. So I'm not the first guy to bring up to you that maybe there's some unorthodox things that go on between the two of you. But the bottom line is, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are in love. It works for you. So who cares what anybody thinks?
You know, first of all, Dave. But the funny thing is a lot of that stuff is absolutely bull. Some of it we just played up and just had fun with it because that's just, you know, I like to have fun. So, you know, that's just my deal. People actually believe that stuff. So, you know, whatever. I mean, my wife traveled and came on the road and all types of stuff, not to every game, but so did other people. I mean, we had Tyra Banks on there. We had a lot of different people on the bus and the plane and all types of stuff. But for whatever reason, they wanted to focus on me. So did I have fun with it? Did I play with it? Yes, I did. Was there a time where I moved my clothes from the locker room into the bathroom to get dressed? Yeah, because, you know, you got ladies in there and it was getting a little
weird. Hey, I
weird
appreciate that, Doug, by the way. Yeah.
Hey, some people tried to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come in, be professional, be dressed, ready to talk to you and ask whatever questions that you had. So you know, some people just made a big deal, and I like to have fun with it. And obviously, my wife, she enjoys having fun with it as well, and she kind of takes it too far from time to time. But, you know, when she gets in, I'll say this, when she gets in my fray, she's in my fray, and she knows that's not definitely a place that you want to be. But, hey, if she's willing. I'm willing, and shall we? Yes, we shall.
Doug Christie weighing in on the drive. Thank
you.
Good work.
Yes, hey. And I just want to know, what did I weigh in at?
Oh, man.
Just as much as you weighed in at yesterday. Polar don't get
empty.
Me in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing, though, and I don't think I've ever asked this or heard this talk, read an answer on this, but what about the hand signals? Now, that's true, right? You guys did have different hit. Now, she mentioned something about, I think it was like she had a hand signal for you need to smile and have fun more, or drive to the hole. But I know this, I'm pretty sure you guys would have hand signals just saying hi and communicating to each other, though. That's true, correct?
I mean, I never really looked at my wife when I played, to be honest with you. So if she was giving a damn hand signal, I had no idea what the hell she was doing. You know, I was locked in. You know, any signal she would give, if I was looking over there, she might look at me and go, smile, you know, because I'm pissed off things aren't going as I might like. But other than that, no, I mean, that signal just came from I love my family. It's, you know, things don't go good, as Katie knows, and you guys know, on the basketball court all the time. So sometimes you want to take your mind away from that, and it's bigger than basketball, as we're seeing with all this social stuff that's going on. And just to kind of re-up and get focused. And then it kind of just turned into a habit, and before I knew it, it was just something that I was doing I really didn't pay attention to. It's other people that paid attention to it that made it this big thing. So to me, a lot of this stuff is nothing. I joke and laugh, and I can be the butt of the joke because I enjoy laughing at myself. But if you're going to laugh at me, know that it might come back your way. And, yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
Doug, I'm going to transition now off of this topic.
Okay,
and
good.
So we can all breathe a sigh of relief and not have to worry about how we're putting things where they're going or how much they weigh.
Yes.
I want to get in a little bit now that Summer League has wrapped up and we got an opportunity. I mean, we were all kind of critical and interested in terms of the decision-making process for the Kings in terms of how they drafted and approached this draft this year. But now that we've had an opportunity to see these guys play, just your general thoughts on what you saw from the young guys during Summer League for the Kings this year. Any surprises jump out at you?
Yeah, actually, Scal, LeBissiere, you know, now I could be wrong because I've been wrong before, but I think that you could have picked him where you picked Papa Giannis, and people might have went whoa and criticized Vlade just like they did the way he did it, but he got Scal, and what I saw out of him blew my mind. I sat up on the couch because the guy he has length, he's big. I watched him grab a rebound, dribble it up the floor, change direction three times, stutter step and pull up for a jump shot that was actually wet, and I just went, whoa. His skill set to me, it looks like it's really going to translate. I didn't see him that much at Kentucky. Part of it was he didn't play much. He was in the doghouse. He was probably nervous as hell because Cal would make me nervous as a player. You know, I just want to please you, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So I really like what I saw out of him. I also like Malachi Richardson. It looks like he has been playing his own for quite some time because his lock and trail wasn't what I like to see out of him. But he has the size. It looks like he's going to be able to translate that. I didn't get to see Isaiah Cousins, but I like him.
Right.
I was happy that we got him. He's a guy who reminds me of the kid Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he'll reach that level. It's possible he has the size, but out of all of them, Scal really jumped off. I think Papa has some work to do. He has to figure out that the NBA and NBA talent is different than what he's been facing. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to learn that he's going to have to use his skill set, meaning the ability to pass and shoot and those different things, to kind of trump that whole athletic thing that he might face. And that's something that Vlade can teach him, because that's what something that Vlade was able to do, was to use his skill set. And maybe Vlade wasn't the most athletic guy, but he could shoot, pass, see cutters, use his size, back guys down, all those things. But out of all of them, long story short, I really like what I saw out of Scal.
Yeah, I was impressed by him, too. I mean, we saw about a game and a half. You probably were able, being at home, because we were out there covering it, doing our radio show out there, so you probably were able to see a little bit more in-depth than we were. But the game and a half that I saw, I was actually impressed with Malachi in the sense that he has the ability on the defensive end to really be effective. Now, obviously, he's young, and, you know, you're right, he was probably playing in a zone and some stuff, but his ability and desire to play at that end were evident to me.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think that he has the wares. He has the size, first of all. That's one of the things, like, you know, you have NBA athleticism, NBA skill, but guys have size. When you look at their hands and their shoulders, and do you belong out there just that way? And when I looked at him, he did. His ability, I think, to get his shot off, he's going to figure how to do that. He has the athleticism and the quickness. Defensively, I like the effort, no doubt, Katie. It's just technique-wise now. You just have to teach him the techniques to be able to, you know, halfway get behind a guy's back and don't get knocked off on picks, lock in, grab the outside hip, all these different things that he's going to have to learn, and hopefully he does, and I'm sure that they will teach him well, and I think he'll be good in this league.
Doug Christie joins us on KHTK. Now, Doug, going into this year,
Nate, you finally get to talk.
I know. I'm jumping in. I wasn't
He's really
sure.
Here.
He just recovered.
I was trying. It took me this long to actually formulate a question that seemed relevant to anything. Good to have you, Doug.
Jeez,
yeah. Come on, baby. All right. So DeMarcus going into this season, he's entering his age 26 season. So he's like right in the thick of his prime. And it seems like the Kings kind of rode this offseason is to bookend their big talent with age. You know, like they added three solid veteran guys, you know, four roughly, but you know, get solid veteran guys, and then you draft some really, really young guys. What do you make of that strategy of kind of going at the extreme ends of veteran leadership and then, you know, raw talent?
You know, I really like the veteran leadership thing, because when you have young guys, if you have people, we'll take Caron Butler, for instance. He was fantastic last year. And, you know, just the calming influence, a lot of the times, that's where I learned. I was at the end of the bench with Herb Williams in New York, and I tell you guys, I got so much information from him. I probably got more information than him than I got from the coaching staff, who probably didn't take the time to talk to me the way that he did. So it is invaluable. Now, at the same time, you want them to be productive. So, you know, when you bring in guys that are going to actually help you on the basketball floor, as well as in the locker room, as well as on the bench, when you look at Aaron Aflalo, Matt Barnes, those type of players, I think that you know, you've added age, but you also added experience. You added guys who can still get out there and play. So, you know, Aaron, he's going to be able to score the basketball. Matt brings a different type of edginess on the defensive end. He's been in a lot of big games. So I dig that whole, you know, kind of end of the spectrum thing where you got younger guys and you got older guys, because I think that if they can talk to each other and they can mesh, it can really be good for your ball club.
Last thing for you, Doug. My
last thing. What the hell, man?
Hey, I mean, we talked about
time flies when you're weighing nuts, man.
Yeah. I mean,
the photo on my Twitter handle, my profile, is a picture of the greatest show on court. You, Vlade, Chris,
you changed it.
Jason Williams, not Mike Bibby, and Peja Stojaković. Now, you can go to my Twitter handle at Carmichael Dave and look at this. It's the five of you, excuse me, shirtless. I'm not sure pantsless or not. You can't see. You can't see, Doug.
I do see a lot of thigh on you.
Well,
I see a lot of thigh on you, Doug.
Pantsless, I think you might see, Dave. Swinging in the wind.
I don't
man.
Know. That's really good photography. It really makes you question.
There's a shadow around the anyways, I'm just curious if you've gotten any blowback, no pun intended, from any of your ex-teammates for sharing this photo.
No, they don't like me anyway. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I absolutely love them. I mean, come on. They know. That was what we were all about, was having fun and doing stuff like that. If you see the picture with all of us flipping the bird,
yep.
And some guys did and some guys didn't. It's what and who we are. Basketball, like they talk about baseball and Bryce Harper, it's supposed to be fun. We liked having fun and beating the shit.
Oh, dump.
All right. Matt George. Hey.
Oh, we made it through that whole thing.
We have a 5-second delay. Holy
yeah, we just had to dump that for sure.
Okay. So, you know, beating people and at the same time having a good time. No, if they see me and they're upset with me, well, get over it, guys. Come on. You should have took the damn shot.
I mean, if you're going to have a problem with it, don't do it in the first place.
Yeah, more people on Twitter were like, all this stuff, and that's why now we know why you lost to the Lakers. Well, when you play against 8 people, you probably will lose. I'm just saying.
Hey.
I see what you did there.
Doug.
Sorry, I'm going off script now. Okay, somebody reel me in.
Hey, you still got 6 or 7 to go before you catch up with Bobby, so you're in good shape,
yeah.
Doug.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I've never, that's why me and Bobby roll together, because then he can go ahead and do that. And then I can just kind of stand beside him and go, come on, B, let's go. Forget about it.
We appreciate your time, Doug. I appreciate you being such a nice guy on the phone last night to me in my uncomfortable situation. And it's always, always fun to hear somebody being able to poke fun at themselves. So, hey, good interview, buddy.
Hey, well, you know what I always say is you got to learn how to get comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, Dave. Okay? This is what I tell the athletes. You know, they're down in a defensive stance and they look like they just want to cry or something. It's like, dude, just get comfortable. So, Dave, from me to you, there is no uncomfortableness between us, my friend. We can speak and chat. Now, Katie, on the other hand, we will try to make her as uncomfortable as we possibly can.
Doug, you're well aware of me off air, so you know I'm fine, but this was a very awkward position to be put in on air. But thank you for really testing my level
well,
of comfort.
Hey, I just want to say she went 2 places there. She said awkward position. That was weird enough. And then testing. Oh, boy. This is just too much for me.
I love you, Doug. Hey. I miss you. We can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, you guys. Go Kings.
Go Kings. That's Doug Christie. We will.
Good chat, Doug.
Woo!
Nice talking to you.
Man, my stomach just did a little, turn there.
Hey.
Wow.
We got a break.
Yeah, we're speechless, so it's a good time.
We'll be back with Chael Sonnen on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.